Daniel, earlier today I had a chance to visit with Alex Givens, your former teammate at Nashville Christian, and the fact that, you know, I look at there's only four states with more representatives here during the course of the 4 days than the city of Nashville.
Yes, sir.
You, along with Alex and Keyshawn Vaughn, representing Vanderbilt on Thursday. Go back to your playing days with Nashville Christian. Talk about your playing days with your teammate and Alex Givens.
You know, Alex is a grinder. We hated but loved going against each other because we know we'd push each other so hard, but we'd end up hurting after practice and everything like that. But it was really fun. We talk about it all the time. We actually thought we were going to play each other my senior year in high school. We used to talk about it all the time. We would have loved to play against each other, but, yeah, those are the memories that I remember.
Hey, talk about also, if you would, you know, your parents and their struggles making the transition along with yourself from the Congo to here to the States, and now going from that to being in the position that you are. Because a lot of folks, you know, kids that are watching Tennessee that are fans of the Vols, they see you, they see what you accomplish on the field. They have no idea all the obstacles that you and your family overcome.
Yeah, you know, I say it all the time. I'm truly in debt to my parents because – they're the hardest working parents I've ever seen. To come to America without speaking English and to take care of five kids without ever making any excuses for it. I remember walking miles to the store and like carrying bags all the way back home. And I remember one time my mom, like I fell to my knees because I was so tired of walking. And my mom turned around and just looked at me and picked up my bags for me and carried it all the way home. And that, like, moments like that is definitely what I remember, and I'm in debt to them. They've done so much for me.
And you speak about your mom and the fact that learning a new language, she already could speak eight different languages.
Yeah.
So it's not like she has an issue or whatever. No,
yeah.
She could speak eight.
Eight
she just couldn't
yeah.
speak English language.
Yes, sir. Yeah. She knows everything. And I didn't really know that, like, until growing up. She'd speak something else. I'm like, Mom, what are you saying? She's just like, it's something you don't know. I'm like, dang, okay.
So when at what point did you develop this love for football?
When did I, so my PE teacher, Ms. Darlene Nall, she saw my hands. I have some really big hands, and she saw them. She's just like, you have to do something with those hands, Daniel. So she actually took me to a camp. My mom let her take me to a camp, and after that, I was able to be my best friend, Jalen, and just love, my love for the sport, just being able to create camaraderie with guys and just have such a good time, like, playing with each other. That's really where my love for football really came.
Having a chance to visit with Daniel Batuli, you know, you go back, what was your experience like at Nashville Christian? You know, who were some of your mentors there? Who helped you the most being in this position that you find yourself in today?
You know, really everybody. You know, if you go to Nashville Christian, you'll see that they're really real people and they really want the best for you. So just from the principal there to my head coaches, the counselors, Ms. King and everything, and just everybody really had my back.
The last 2 years, you led the Tennessee Vols as far as in total tackles. Now, individual numbers are great.
Yeah.
If you don't accomplish that this year, it doesn't mean that you had a bad year.
Yeah.
It could mean that the other team's offense are focusing on a different area, which creates opportunities for your teammates.
Yes, sir. I'm at the point where I could really care less about my individual stats. I just want to be able to go out there and help my team win games and just leave a standard for those guys. So that's my goal for this year.
And you hear this, too, when you talk about winning teams. Everybody just wants to think about the final score, the outcome at the end of the game. They don't sometimes focus on the play in and play out. It's every play leading to a drive, leading to an out, winning that quarter, leading to winning the half, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's that the details about winning each and every play first.
Yeah, and the coaches preach that all throughout the season. We have to be able to sustain, and the better conditioned you are, the better you'll be able to go out there and maintain that level of intensity throughout the game. So just being able to focus on that during the offseason is really something we've really honed up on.
Second year with Jeremy Pruitt as head coach, what's it been like as far as from last year, the offseason, leading into this new season?
Actually knowing the defense. You know, with him coming in last year, none of us knew anything. So just being able to have that confidence going into this year, being able to help the younger guys that are coming in, help them get comfortable with the defense, it's really helping us out a lot.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I had conversations with Rashawn Evans, a first-round draft pick out of Alabama playing with the Titans. And it wasn't like he was a three-year outstanding player with Alabama, had to still learn the game and finally grow. And the same thing apply if you look at his play the first part of 2018 for the Titans into the second half. And he told me, because I kept going up to him after every game, and the fact that he wasn't having to think anymore. He was able to react because he knew it then. And I'm sure the way you're talking, it applies to you as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Confidence is everything. If you know, if you're going out there and you know what you're going to do, you're going to be able to play free without thinking and everything. So, yeah, confidence is everything. That's what we have now.
You hear about the tradition with the Tennessee Vols. You know about it. You know about the history.
Yep.
Unfortunately, too much has been in the past of as far as history. What does it take for Tennessee to start enjoying those kind of moments again?
You know, just go out there and grind. You know, we know the only way that we're going to be able to go out there and get our wins is if we win each and every day. So, and that all starts with practice. So, that's what we're focusing on.
And by the way, before we let you go and give you a big time and opportunity to shout out to the folks in Nashville, what do you have to say to your fans in Nashville?
Shout out to the folks in Nashville. Y'all have had my back my whole life, and I'm just grinding for y'all. I appreciate the numerous advice y'all give me, the numerous support y'all give me, and I'm honored. Thank you.